Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Navanas Thakura ki jai. This is Antilila, chapter 2, verse chapter. Antilila 2, chapter 7. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a benediction. It says, anyone who takes pleasure in hearing this Nittai Katha, glories about Nityananda, they will certainly get the opportunity to see Krishna's beautiful face. And then Lord Chaitanya was further glorifying Lord Nityananda by saying, whoever loves you or your servants actually loves me. Love me, love my Nittai. That's how we closed yesterday. Swananu bhavanande duvi mukunda ananta ki rupe ki kahe ki janiva tara anta. Swa anubhav ananda dui mukunda ananta. Gauranga said, O Nittai, who can fully understand what Mukunda and Ananta spoke in their own ecstatic mood? Well, this is the narrative now. The dialogue is finished. Vrindavandas Thakur is picking up the narrative of the story going on in Puri, conversation between Gauranga and Nityananda. So who can understand, who can fully understand what Mukunda Gauranga said and Ananta Nittai spoke in their ecstatic mood, anubhavas, and their swa anubhavas, ananda, their expressions of their blissful relationship. Who can really understand? It takes one to know one. So in his humble mood, Vrindavanas Thakur, he's admitting his inability to understand the most intimate dealings of the Lord. Takakshane dui prabhu Vaya prakashya vasilena nivrite pushpera vanegya. After some time, the two lords regained their external consciousness. Then they went and sat down in a secluded place within the flower garden. Vasilena nivrite pushpavan. Nivrite pushpavan. A very secret and secluded flower-filled forest. Apparently they were in a more public place at this time of this conversation, maybe in Gambira. It's a long conversation from before. Now they went alone somewhere. Ishvare parama ishvare bhaila ki kata vede se ihara tatva janena sarvata. The conversation that took place between Nityananda and Gauranga and that lonely, secluded forest full of flowers is known only to the Vedas, the two lords. The conversation that took place between Ishvara and Parameshwara. Ishvara and Parameshwara, it's very interesting. Ishvara, Parameshwara, Kata. Like we say, Jiva Bhagavan, Jiva Prem Sambandha. So this is Ishvara, Parameshwara, Kata. We heard the Hari Kata and Radha Kata, Krishna Kata, Gaur Kata. This is Ishvara, Parameshwara Kata. Look, obviously the Ishvara is Prabhu Gauranga and the Parameshwara is the Paramatma of his expansion, Balaram Nityananda. He's the Paramatma in his Purushavatar expansions of Lord Balaram. So Ishvara and Parameshwara discussing there. And the Tattva Janena Sarvata. The full understanding of all this truth is only known to the Vedas. Interesting. Paradox, because the very compiler of the Vedas is Srila Vedavyasa. Srila Vedavyasa has appeared in Gaur Lila as none other than Vrindavandas Thakur, who is the writer and speaker of this book. And he's saying it's only known to the Vedas. So maybe he only knows it himself and doesn't want to reveal. At least he's not telling. Nityanande Chaitanye Jakane dekahai praya arakeya nai take se samai. Whenever Chaitanya and Nityananda met each other, there was usually no one else around. The extreme intimacy of Chaitanya and Nittai's relationship was such that they did not want to reveal their intimate, loving relationship in front of others. It was a very confidential relationship. And then whenever Gauranga and Nityananda would meet each other, there was usually no one else around. praya arakeya nahi takiye samaye. So this is because who is Chaitanya and who is Nityananda? Chaitanya is Krishna, Shamsundar, in this relationship, and Nityananda is Balaram. So they would often relate in this mood of coward boys or glorify each other in relation to Nanda Goshti we heard yesterday. Nanda Goshti Bhakti. They would manifest a devotional service of the Vrijavasis. So maybe some of the other devotees that were with them, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya or Kashi Mishra or the other devotees in Puri, they couldn't understand the confidential relationship between Nityananda and Chaitanya, so they would often meet in these type of places. Vasilena Nabritte Pushpa Vane, Nabritte Nikunj, in a very lonely, private, secluded place. Flower-filled forest, very much conducive to Braj Gata. Because the Udipan, the natural setting and environment, is very much contributive to the feelings of the heart. If you go in the middle of a subway, metro. You call it metro. If you go in the middle of a metro at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, no lover or beloved would look at each other and say, "Oh, I feel so romantic." Such a romantic environment, this metro. Hundreds of people coming in and out of the train, going whizzing down the track. So the environment means a lot to the emotional movements of emotions in the hearts. So they went to this place, it was like Vrindavan. As you know, Puri, as you see it today, was very much the same 500 years ago. There were lanes and streets, and there were houses on the street, like Kashi Mishra Bhavan. And very much they were made of stone. The stone is a very prominent building element in Orissa. And even you see when you go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, which is now called Gangamata Goswamini, Swamini's Mat, opposite the Shweta Ganga tank there, where Ganga manifested to Gangamata. She's called Gangamata because of that, the mother of the Ganga. By her love and devotion, she brought Ganga Devi there. Like the mother brings a child to the world, so. This lady's name was Sachi, wasn't it something Sachi? I think her name was Sachi Mata or something before. Her name was Sachi Devi. She was a queen. And she took initiation from Haridas Pandit in Vrindavan. She was chanting 3 lakhs a day. Serious. And then she went there on her guru's order to reconstruct and rather restoration of Sarvabhauma's dilapidated house. And she took up her preaching there. And having Bhagavatam classes, she was quite an illustrious Vaishnavi with a huge following. She was an Acharya and a Guru and a Parishad of the Lord, obviously. Gangamata Goswamini. She was a Brahmin by birth, so that's why she has a title, Goswamini. So, if you go there even today, you can see the house, many of the walls, the ancient walls have that same stone, it looks like lava or something. It's this natural red stone to the land of Orissa. Very hard, and it's used for, generally for walls, boundary walls of even modern houses that are built with bricks and steel beams and all that. Sarvabhauma's house has those bricks. So what it means is that when you go to Sarvabhauma's house, it really is his house. When we go to Nanda Bhavan or Varsana, and people from Russia would say, "Maharaj, is this Krishna's actual palace? Did he live in this? He lived here with Balaram, and this is his actual house?" Yes, yes, these bricks are 5,000 years old. This beerless cement lasts for 5,000 years. No, this is cement and bricks. It's only 100 years old, 50 years old, whatever. Now they put marble. It used to be just bricks and plaster. A few years ago, they chipped all the plaster off and covered the bricks with marble tiles everywhere. And on the ground, it's all white marble. Wow, a marble palace. That's just some bricks underneath. It's like a face job. Have pimples on your face, so you put powder on your face or something. Cover the pimples. Ladies do that. Face pack or whatever. So it's a face, you know, lift. But now when you go to Puri to see these streets, and this is Kashi Mishra's house and this is Siddhavakul, what we're seeing is basically what it was 500 years ago. And now the house is maybe made of brick and plaster, and then they were made of those rocks, those heavy rocks, and some kind of natural mud plaster. So then, and then there was all the streets and many houses, and then there was Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and there was the Kundicha Gardens, as you see today. So they were there in the Gambira of Kashi Mishra's house, and they wanted to go to a lonely place, so they went to Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, or the Kundicha, or any one of these forested areas nearby, so they could be in the atmosphere of Vrindavan. When you go in the Jagannath Vallabha Bagicha, it was much more beautiful years ago. Now it's part of it got turned into a parking lot. I was quite amazed one year I went to Puri. What used to be all kinds of beautiful tropical trees and flowers, they knocked them all down, made a huge parking lot inside Jagannath Vallabha Bagicha. You saw? It's off the Grand Road. Half the garden is a parking lot for cars. Unbelievable. It used to be a very beautiful place. So they would meet in a lonely place. Ki karena ananda vigradu ijan chaitanya ichaya keha nataketakan. By the desire of Lord Chaitanya, the activities of Nitangor, who are the personifications of ecstasy, are not known to anyone else. Ananda vigraha duijan. These two jhanas, these two personalities are Ananda Vigraha, Chaitanya Chaya, Natakitakan. This is the will of the Lord. These are their intimate exchanges are not known to anyone. Even it may be known to great devotees like Vrindavan Das Thakur, because he's a worshipper of Balaram and Nityananda especially. But he's not revealing. Nityananda Sarupo Prabhu Iccha Jani Ekante Se Asiya Dekena Nyasi Mani. Knowing the desire Prabhu Iccha Jani of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhu Gauranga, Nityananda Sarupa would always meet him alone. Ekante Asiya Dekena Nyasi Mani. Nyasi Mani. That crest jewel of sannyasis. That's actually what it says. He would meet him alone. It didn't even translate that in the translation. Nyasi mani. Nyasi means sannyasi. And that Nityananda Sarup, he would meet that crest jewel of all sannyasis, Lord Chaitanya, per his will, alone, ekante. Apanare yena prabhu na karena vyakta he mata lukadyena Nityananda tatva. As Gauranga did not reveal his own identity, vyakta, he also concealed the glories of Nityananda. Lukayena he mata lukajena Nityananda tatva. You have this kund in Kamyavan, which maybe we get the opportunity to visit next month, in January. And next year is the Chinese year of Purkama. So here, Vrindavan Das Thakur is, in his own words, telling us the narrative. He's narrating the story and kind of wrapping it up, by explaining the esoterica of the identity of Nittai and the truth, Nityananda Tattva. The Luka Yena. So there in Kalimban there's Luka Luki Kund. You can see. No, not in Kalimban. Yeah, in Kalimban, Luka Luki Kund. And then there's Charan Bihari. There's Charan Bihari, Krishna's footprints up on top of this small mountain. And then he was hiding up there. Then below in the valley there's a kund surrounded by a forest. Hide and seek place. So this is hidden. He was hiding the Nityananda Tattva. Sukamala Durvigyaya Ishra Vridhai Veda Shastre Brahma Shiva Sava Ekai. Krishna's heart is very soft and difficult to understand. Ishra Vridhai Durvigyaya Durvigyaya. Like Vigyan, door. It's very difficult to understand the extremely soft heart of the Lord. Sukomala Dorigya Ishvara Hridayam. So this is the nature of the Lord and His devotees. The devotees' hearts are even more softer and more difficult to understand. Radharani is Krishna's very heart, and her heart is so soft, Sukomala Vidai, Radha, very soft. And the heart of the devotees, the pure devotees, are also very soft, like a rose. The petals of a rose are very soft and very fragrant. But then, sometimes the guru is compared to soft like a rose and hard like a thunderbolt. Like a mother. A mother's heart is very soft for her children, full of love, compassion, affection, care, and tenderness. But sometimes she's ferocious and chastising, correcting, reforming, directing, teaching her children, especially if they're wayward or misbehaved or unruly. So this Prabhupada told us that the preacher should have a soft heart like the Bengali grandmother, but he should be courageous in preaching like a British officer, army officer, very courageous, boldly preaching, but all the time his heart should be soft like a Bengali grandmother. Sukamal. And as such, it's very hard to understand someone who may be externally so hard, like a thunderbolt, or like an army officer. And people only see the externals and they can get confused. Oh, this person's very hard. And then someone who knows the person will say, no, you don't know. They're actually very soft. Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that side. Like in school, if you're a bad student, you only see the hard side of the teacher, you don't know the soft side. So it's very soft and difficult to understand, and this is confirmed in the Vedic literatures by Brahma and Shiva. So this is in Ramcharita, Manas Uttara Kanda 3.23. Vajra, you know Vajra? Vajra means thunderbolt. Vajra. Vajrat api katorani riduni kusamadapi lakotaranam chetamsi ko vi vigyatam ishvaraha. Hearts of the transcendentalists who are above the common behavior, sometimes harder than a thunderbolt, and sometimes softer than a flower. Mriduni kusamad. Kusam means flower. Kusam means fragrant, means flower. It's a generic term. And mridu means soft or gentle. Lokataram. Lokataram chetansi. How can one accommodate such contradictions and great personalities? So this Vigyatam Ishvara. Ishvara means any controller who's controlling nations or people or students or the universe or whatever. It's called Ishvara. Brahma's Ishvara, Shiva's Ishvara, so many Ishvaras. Lakeshvara. Lakeshvara means one who controls lakhs. The master of lakhs, rupees. Rupeshvara. Right? He controls rupees. That's pretty small. Very control lakhs. But this time turns. Right? But Lord Chaitanya, he said that in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, controls of spelling, he said, I won't take food unless someone's a Lakeshwara. This term is actually there in Bengali. And all the Bengali Brahmins who he was taking Madhukari from, he was taking Madhukari, taking his food in the houses of different Brahmins, and they became nervous because they don't have legs in their hands. And so then they, oh Lord Chaitanya, that means you won't accept Madhukari in our house anymore. What is the value of our life? What is the value of our Griha Dharma? Griha says life is only valuable if he can serve sadhus and invite them into his house and serve them Bhagavad Prasad and host them and donate to them in charity. Otherwise his house is like a home of snakes, like a snake hole. Just a bunch of envious people living there. The people, the general people, they can't understand behavior, great personality, so this is told in Ram Charita. Nabuji na jani matra sabe gaya gata Lakshmi roe se vakya anyara ki kata. People who chant the glories of the Lord admit that they do not know or understand his heart. Even Lakshmi says like this, so what to speak of others? Lakshmi Vakya. So even Lakshmi, she does not understand the heart of her Lord, Narayan. So it's difficult to understand anyone's heart. If even Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the very Srup Shakti of the Lord, expanded directly from the Lord's form, she does not know the Lord, Narayan. She does not know or understand his heart. And how can we expect to even know or understand someone else's heart? We have terms in society like he broke my heart or she broke my heart. But how can you break something you don't know? You don't understand. That's a subjective viewpoint. Emata bhav rangi chaitanya gosai he katha na kahina eka janitan. In this way, Chaitanya enjoyed ecstatic exchanges that he did not disclose to anyone. Hena se tanhara ranga sabai manina amara adik prita karunavasena prita navasena. Even though Gauranga enjoyed ecstatic exchanges of nittai, which he did not disclose to anyone, still everyone thought that Gauranga does not love anyone more than me. That is the same as Krishna Leela. When the gopis were dancing with Krishna Ras Leela, they were looking around and they had this sabai man. They all had this sense of self-worth, the self-distinction or the self-respect. Distinction, self-respect, position. That Ranga, in his enjoyments, amara adik priti karada vasena. No one has more than me. And Krishna loves me more than anyone else. Oh, look how Krishna's dancing with me. They couldn't even see the other sakis. Yogamaya acted in such a way that each gopi thought that I'm dancing alone with Krishna. Well, there were thousands of gopis. So obviously, if you're dancing alone, means Krishna loves me alone. He loves me alone. So here, it's the same thing in Gauralila. Everyone thought the Lord does not love anyone more than me. Amare se kahina sakala gopya kata Muni Dharma Kari Krishna Bhajibe Sarvatam. Krishna tells me all confidential topics like follow the principles of a Muni, a mendicant, Muni Dharma Kari, and always worship Krishna. Vetravamshi Bharagunjamala Chanti Dhari Ihava Dharena Kene Muni Dharma Chari. Then the next moment, Gauranga tells me to give up the principles of a mendicant and accept a stick, flute, peacock feather, gunjamala, and rope. Kehabale bhaktanam jateka prakar vrindavane gopakrita adhika samhar. Gauranga's pastimes with the coward boys of Vrindavan are superior to his pastimes with all their devotees. Gopa Gopi Bhakti Sabha Tapas Jara Phala Yahavanche Brahma Shiva Ishvara Sakam. The devotion of the Brajagopis and Brajagopas is the result of great austerities. That platform is desired by Brahma, Shiva, and other great personalities. And this verse is parallels a verse from the Bhagavatam, where it says that in the context of Brahma's Glorp and the Brahma Vimohan Leela, or maybe it was right before that, when the coward boys were, Shukadeva is appreciating the position of the coward boys who could enjoy so intimately with Krishna and dance and play with him and eat with him and frolic and sleep with him. So it says that they did great austerities. This is a result of tapa phal, the tapasyara phal, Gopa Gopi Bhakti. Chapter 12, verse 11. You look that up. This is Krita Punya Punja. That's the verse. He probably quotes this. That Krita Punya Punja. Punja means excessive, concentrated over a long time. Punja and Krita Punya. They perform Krita Punya, so many pious activities for many, many lifetimes. And as a result, they got rewarded with coward boys. And Vishnu says, this is not, you don't attain Krishna's service by punya or sukriti. You attain it by bhakti. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayashitanam naradarakena sakam vijaru krita punya punja. In this way, all the coward boys used to play with Krishna, who was the source of Brahmajyoti for jnanis who desired immersion in Brahman. And that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship, and who, for ordinary persons, is but another ordinary child. The Brajagopas, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain a great fortune? This is cited in the purport by Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur to this chapter 7 of Antikanda, verse 86. And we'll see here, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he comments in Sartadarshi on this verse, and he doesn't accept that it's because of punya that they attain the Lord's association. Although Krishna has made a complete bliss, he experiences ecstasy playing with the Brijvasis in various pastimes of love. The Brijvasis attained the pinnacle of joy in Krishna's association. Therefore, the Brijvasis were more fortunate than all others. Krita Punya. So he says they are more fortunate. Of course, this is a material viewpoint. For the Nitya Siddha Brijvasis, Krishna's eternal associates, who far surpass the Jnanis and Dasya Bhaktas, the cause of playing with Krishna is not Krita Punya Punja. The cause of playing Krishna, the cause of becoming Krishna's gopa and playing with him in Sakiras is not material piety. Here, in this phrase, Krita Punya Punja, the word punya can only mean activities pleasing to Krishna, by which Krishna comes under the control of the devotee's love. It does not mean material piety or heaps of good deeds. So that's the general translation. But Vishnu's insight is that the intention of the author is something different, because this is the actual tattva. You can do so much sukriti and punya, that doesn't mean you're going to enter Krishna's lila. Unless you act in such a way to please him, and there's nothing more pleasing than anukulya bhakti. Braj bhakti, anukulya braj bhakti, anukulya na Krishnanam, shilan bhakti uta. So punya sukriti, even, divya sukriti, hearing and chanting, so many things one can do in the name of spiritual practices, which are sukriti, which will give one spiritual elevation, and so many things. But to become an intimate associate of Krishna and Braj, you have to follow the Brijvasis, first of all. You have to follow Sri Daman Subal. You have to be a worshipper of Sri Daman Subal and Sakiras, and please Krishna by your bhavas and by your practices in sadhana, under allegiance to and in anugatya of the Sakas, Saka anugatya, like Sri Daman Subal. And then by those pleasing activities of bhakti, not punya and sukriti. These are types of karmas. But bhakti is transcendental. Transcendental bhakti, transcendental devotional service, following in a line of the anugatya, in a line other suckers, and modeling one's devotion and one's bhava after Sridham and Subal, because they're the exemplars of Sakirati and Braj, then one will please the Lord, and then he can control, by which Krishna comes under the control of the devotee. How so? By prema. So Krita Punya Punja means one who has lots of prema and lots of bhakti. That's what he's saying. Here the word punya can only mean activities pleasing to Krishna. What are activities pleasing to Krishna? What are they called? Bhakti. What are activities pleasing to Krishna? Bhakti. Bhakti. What is the definition of uttam bhakti? Anukulyena Krishnanu. Anukulya. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilam Bhakti Uttama. This is bhakti. Uttam, topmost, braja bhakti, perfect bhakti, is that which is anukulya, favorable, pleasing. Anukulya means favorable, pleasing, satisfying to Krishna directly. That's prema, and which controls Krishna. And then when he's controlled, then you get the perfection of your sankalp, perfection of your bhajan, and you enter the leelas of Brahma and Krishna, or Krishna and Balaram. This is a nice point by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. We'll continue tomorrow.